Why is it so hard for us to understand that life never fails to fulfill itself moment to moment? And can you see, until you live in the world in which life is fulfilling itself moment to moment, and you are part of that freedom, you'll never know the happiness that you're really looking for. Because if life is fulfilling itself moment to moment, then what's there for you to do other than to be the observer of it, the one who experiences the fulfillment and the release of it moment to moment to moment? You've all known moments like that, haven't you? When things are really swell. You know, you're not trying to go anywhere. You're not really doing anything special. It's just a good morning, a good hour, a good cup of coffee, a good conversation, whatever it may be. And it's enough, isn't it? Obedience to a new law teaches you that it's possible to be inwardly in the place where that's never not taking place. Then even the most untoward, even so seemingly tormenting moments themselves are part of the fulfillment. Because in the rejection of what is usually seen as something painful, you understand that by accepting and being obedient to that moment, in that marriage that you're agreeing to, you are being shown a character that in its revelation is replaced by something that will no longer tolerate being who and what you've been. Then it's no longer you trying to wield spiritual principles or powers in order to exact an imagined outcome. It's you having surrendered to what is spiritual so that it can act upon you as it wants to do to produce the new nature that your heart of hearts longs for. Do you understand the difference?
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's G-U-Y. FINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.